there, cats and chicks. I hope you're in a good mood, because I've got a great anything goes ready to come at you. I'm Lise Avery, and have I got a bit of fun for you. Let's bring in Tony Bennett to start us off in the usual fashion.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows, anything goes. Good authors too, who once knew better words, now only use four letter words, writing prose. Anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most guys today that woman prize today are just silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that you're bound to answer when I propose that anything goes. Today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most guys today that woman prize today are just silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that you're bound to answer when I propose. Anything goes.
Cats been talking about you got rhythm, you got this and you got that and the other. I got rhythm. I must see what you all got. You joking. Now, come on here. Let's see what we all gonna do here. Swing out now. Let's go. One, two. Yeah, that's right. I got rhythm as right.
Thank you. thing to me is such a flop. Was he beat when he should have popped? That same old stagger right up on the stand, but he couldn't seem to dig the band. Thought he was the fever that cried, but he beat when he should have popped. All the cats gathered around to see what he was trying to prove, but anyone could plainly see that he was dragging them out of the groove. At last the leader turned around and said, listen, Pops, you had better stop, or there you go, you did it again, and you just beat when you should have popped.
LaVey Smith and her red hot skillet lickers, all the way from San Francisco, to bring us He Beeped When He Should Have Bopped, and a couple of Gershwin tunes. Somebody Loves Me, that was performed by Django Reinhardt, and a magnificent Truly Louie version, kind of old, I guess, but Truly Louie, of I Got Rhythm. Yeah, Louie Armstrong here on Anything Goes, where we always get together to play classic swing and standards, Broadway, jazz, new swing, junk blues, and a little bit of just about anything else. I'm Lise Avery. I'm keeping you company here on this swinging station, and I thank you for hanging out with me. It wouldn't be any fun without you. We'll be right back with more of this eclectic music mix called Anything Goes, including one from Benny Goodman's famous 1938 concert at Carnegie Hall. Well, if you're not familiar with that recording, I strongly suggest you stick around, and if you're already familiar with it, well, I know you're smart enough to be here when I get back. I'm Lise Avery. Lantana Restaurant, nicknamed the Jewel of the Meadowlands, a connoisseur's delight. Lantana, the highly rated, stylish Italian restaurant known for its extensive menu. In fact, New Jersey Monthly is quoted as stating, if you can't find something to dine on at Lantana, you'd better check your pulse. Lantana, recipients of the prestigious 4-star Diamond Award and an excellent rating by Zagat's. Also, honored at the James Beard Foundation, the Carnegie Hall for Chefs. The elegance and superb service is surpassed only by its award-winning 5-star cuisine, which has become renowned throughout the tri-state area. Lantana, minutes from Manhattan, one block from the New Jersey Turnpike, Secaucus, New Jersey. Open for lunch and dinner with an extensive bar menu served in the lounge. For reservations, please call Lantana Restaurant at 201-867-1065. Got a pencil? 201-867-1065. Lantana. Recognized as one of the finest restaurants in New Jersey. Have you ever thought about what your family would do without you? Your kids, your spouse, your parents? What would happen to them if you suddenly had a heart attack? It could happen. Heart attacks are the number one cause of death in both men and women, but they can be prevented if coronary artery disease is detected early enough. The ultra-fast CT scan, available only at Cardiac Plus in Manhattan, can dramatically decrease the chances of having a heart attack with a revolutionary 10-minute non-invasive test. They'll detect even the smallest amounts of plaque in coronary arteries, which can be missed by other tests. It's much more sensitive than a stress test. With this information, people who have a family history of heart disease, high cholesterol, or high blood pressure can alter their diets, change exercise habits, or take simple medication to prevent the dangers of a heart attack. Remember, 50% of heart attacks occur without any prior symptoms. 30% are fatal. Don't become one of these frightening statistics. It's never too early to find out. Call Cardiac Plus at 212-829-1177. That's 212-829-1177 for information and appointment. Or visit their website at www.cardiacplus.com. Welcome back, hip cats and chicks. You're listening to Anything Goes on this hip and swingin' station. I'm Lise Avery, choosing the tunes and making trouble. So meanwhile, back to Carnegie Hall. All right, let's set the scene. It's a Sunday in January 1938. 16th was the date. The concert was a major breakthrough, bringing jazz into the concert hall. And Benny opened the door to Carnegie Hall for Duke Ellington, Woody Herman, and for jazz in general. The concert was divided into several parts. Benny Goodman played with his orchestra, oh yeah, but he also broke the orchestra down and played with a trio consisting of Gene Krupa on drums, of course, Teddy Wilson on piano, and Benny on the old licorice stick. That's a clarinet for those of you who don't hang out with musicians. Then, as if that weren't enough, they added Lionel Hampton and made a quartet. Talk about frosting on the cake. And they even took the rare risk of sharing a jam session with the audience. In fact, the program asked, when they talked about the jam session, that the audience accept the jam session in a spirit of experimentation. Some of the other musicians that night were Johnny Hodges, Harry Carney, and Cootie Williams, on loan from Duke Ellington, and some guy who called himself Count Basie. This recording never fails to knock me out, so I'm going to shut my mouth now and step aside and bring you some small measure of Benny Goodman's famous 1938 Carnegie Hall concert. I'm Lise Avery. You're hearing Benny and his friends on Anything Goes. Here they come. But first, a word from Mr. Benny Goodman.
Oh, the concert was being recorded at the time. We didn't find it out until afterwards. Two copies were made, one for me and one for the Library of Congress. I put mine away so carefully, I completely lost track of it for about 12 years. And then luckily, one of my daughters found it in the closet about a year ago. We had it edited, and Columbia put it out on records. And, of course, here you have the results. But let me tell you a little about it. That January 16th back in 1938 was a Sunday, and a cold one. We didn't quite know what would happen, how we would sound, what the audience would think of us. Until they got there, we didn't even know how many people would be on hand. So we just went out and played. Our first number was Don't Be That Way, and you can hear the audience response in the record. That really made us feel good.
Friday. My thanks to Benny and the boys. Now let's bring Martha Tilton on stage to join those guys with a song that was originally written with its lyrics in Yiddish. You know what it is? Oh, okay. The musical I Would If I Could. It's by Mir Dister Shane, of course. I'm Lisa Avery, spinning the feet of Benny Goodman's famous 1938 Carnegie Hall concert for you, right here on Anything Goes.
Could say Bella, Bella, even say Wunderbar. Each language only helps me tell you how grand you are.
Benny Goodman and his orchestra with Martha Tilton on vocals and by Mir Bistu Shane from Benny Goodman's famous Carnegie Hall concert from January 16th, 1938. And before that, from the same historic event, Benny and the guys played Don't Be That Way for us. We could spend the whole show playing only the incredible stuff from this concert, and maybe, now that I think of it, maybe one of these days we should do just that. Because after all, this is Anything Goes. And that's what we do here. And we'll be right back after these few swinging words, so don't you move a muscle. You hear me? I'm Lise Avery.
Memories. They're the stuff dreams are made of. But memories can fade with time, especially if they're recorded on tape. Sheffield Studios can help preserve your precious memories forever. We offer a wide array of options for preserving tapes, records, cassettes, 8-track 78s, and other audio memorabilia. Sheffield Studios can transfer a voice from the past into a treasure for the future, safely recorded onto a CD. Located in a lovely country setting in Mahwah, New Jersey, Sheffield Studios offers reasonable rates and quality service. It's owned and operated by two radio professionals with over 25 years of experience. Call us at 201-995-9393. Look for our ad in the Yellow Pages or visit our website, sheffieldstudios.com, for more information about our range of services and price structure. Memory. Sheffield Studios. Don't let another memory slip away.
Sorry, you're being fired. Security will see you out.
If you've heard these infamous and traumatic words, remember, you have rights and may be entitled to monetary damages. If you've been discriminated against on the basis of age, sex, race, national origin, disability, or your employment contracts have been breached, the law firm of Deutsch, Resnick, Green, and Grimigna, located in Hackensack, New Jersey, want you to know that the law protects you. This law firm is experienced in negotiating and litigating the claims of employees at all levels, including top management. For a free telephone consultation concerning your rights and fees, including contingency, call Deutsch, Resnick, Green, and Grimigna today at 201-498-0900. Remember, the door may have slammed behind you, but it's always open at Deutsch, Resnick, Green, and Grimigna. You have the right not to remain silent. Call them at 201-498-0900.
La la! I'm Gordon from Gordon's Pies. I started Gordon's Apple Pie after winning the Old Home Day Pie Baking Contest in Londonderry, New Hampshire. So I decided to take my great-grandma's secret recipe for Gordon's Pies, and I came up with flavors like Gordon's Original Apple Pie, Gordon's Apple Crumb Pie, and my mom's recipe for Very Blueberry Pie. My Gordon's Original Apple Pie in the big brown box is a 3-pound apple pie. It is chock full of fresh, wonderful apples, and the apple crumb is a wonderful bed of apples over which we put oats, brown sugar, walnut. My mouth is just watering thinking about this. And the Very Blueberry Pie, it's just wild, teeny little succulent blueberries. And they are so, they're good. I love pie. That's the reason why I got into this thing. And there were no good pies that you could buy in the store out there. And if you can't find my Gordon's Pie in the big brown box in your local grocery store, give me a call toll free, 888-722-2743. Thanks.
And you can find Gordon's Pies in the bakery areas of Stop and Shop and A&P. Alrighty then, you wild and crazy cats and chicks. You're swinging here on Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery, choosing the tunes and serving up the fun facts. If you like what you're hearing, do me a favor. Tell a friend or two about Anything Goes. And if you think that you'd like to hear more of Anything Goes, I invite you to check out my website at leaseavery.com to find out where more Anything Goes can be heard. Let me spell my name for you so you can get there. It's L-I-S-E-A-V-E-R-Y. Yeah, if you go there, you can learn more about Anything Goes and see show playlists if you're curious, get information about upcoming giveaways, contests, and specials. You can get linked to some mighty cool swinging sites and find out where else on your radio dial these hijinks I call Anything Goes can be found. Yeah, leaseavery.com. And this is important, send me an email if you stop by so I know you were there, because I love to hear from you guys. And a few of you have already written to me, and some of you are asking me questions and want to know stuff, and I appreciate that. And I can't tell you how excited I get when I see that I have an email from a listener. Don't you think for a minute I take you for granted. So I thank everyone who takes the time to drop me a line. All right, so now how about we get back to the music with something from Mr. Fats Waller, followed by one from Ella. I dare you, I challenge you to find better music than that on your radio anywhere. Go ahead. I dare you. Go ahead. I'm Lee Savory. Ha, sorry. I got all riled up.
Now, I bring you one of my own compositions, Honeysuckle Rose.
Hi, this is Rob Gibson. I'm the director of jazz at Lincoln Center in New York City, and you're listening to Anything Goes with Lee Savory, one of my favorite shows, and I hope you're enjoying yourself.
A happy jitterbug,
a little jitterbug looking for a place to jive. I'm not a corny hick, I know a real hot dick, cause that's back there. Cause I'm a jitterbug, mighty glad that I'm alive. Give me a solid sender, not just an elbow bender. Don't want no old time jazz, no razzmatazz, just swing. Cause I'm just a jitterbug, a happy jitterbug. A little jitter, jitter, jitterbug, looking for a place to die. The trumpet's going crazy, say is he a turret cat? He sure can't swing a plenty when he's blowing through his hat. Just listen to that tenor man, he's getting awful lit. Say when that baby goes to town, he sure is mighty slick. And now listen, folks, and you will hear the drummer of the band. Now I know that he's the drummer by that drumstick in his hand. Each man do his part. Come on, you need a beat it all. The jamming's gonna start.
Ella Fitzgerald with Chick Webb and his orchestra. Well, but you knew that, right? You recognized it? Yeah, recorded in May of 1938. We heard I'm Just a Jitterbug and Thomas Fats Waller with, as he put it, a composition of his own. I just can't imagine Fats playing a gig and having to just sort of fit in one of his compositions, but that's the way it was. Yeah, we heard Honeysuckle Rose right here on Anything Goes, where we always play lots of classic swing and standards, Broadway, jazz, new swing, jump blues, and a little bit of just about anything else. I'm Lise Avery, your Honeysuckle hostess. Thanks for stopping by. We'll be right back to start boogieing, jumping around, and generally irritating the neighbors with our usual Anything Goes jump boogie set right after we share this fascinating information coming right up. I'm Lise Avery. Do you know anybody who's had a heart attack? 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no symptoms, and 30% are fatal. The first is the last. It's the number one cause of death of both men and women in the United States. Don't take a chance. Get your heart checked before it's too late. Cardiac Plus offers the only non-invasive, ultra-fast CT scan in New York City that can look directly at your coronary arteries and tell if you are at risk of having a heart attack in the next few years, early enough to prevent it. Today, there are simple treatments that can stop and even reverse plaque buildup in your coronary arteries. But first, you have to know that it's there. Call Cardiac Plus now, 212-829-1177, located at East 55th Street in Manhattan, and free parking is available. You owe it to yourself and to your family not to become a cardiac statistic. Call Cardiac Plus at 212-829-1177. Or visit them online at www.cardiacplus.com. Remember, you only have one heart and maybe only one chance. Call Cardiac Plus, 212-829-1177. You have, of course, heard of the well-rounded stock portfolio. It gives you a secure feeling that even in tough times, you'll come out all right. The same holds true when you invest in the leasing or purchasing of a new car. Kundert Volvo of Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey, and Englewood Volvo of Englewood, New Jersey, are two such well-rounded dealers who not only have one of the largest inventories of brand new 2001 Volvos in stock at both locations, also one of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in northern New Jersey. Free loaner cars, one-on-one personal attention, state-of-the-art showroom and service facilities, and a professional sales staff who will answer any of your questions and concerns. Stop by Kundert Volvo on Route 17 in Hasbrook Heights and Englewood Volvo on Engle Street in Englewood and test drive one of the well-rounded Volvos. Call toll-free for an appointment at 1-888-NJ-VOLVO or 1-888-474-8318. Once again, 1-888-NJ-VOLVO or 1-888-474-8318. And feel secure with your new Volvo investment from Kundert or Englewood Volvo. And as a new cool feature, right here on Anything Goes, we've got a cool cat from way back to talk to you about going places. He's been everywhere, from Alaska to Turkey, from China to the Grand Canyon. It's Manny Sosh, and he knows travel.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Hi, travelers. This is Straight Talk About Travel called Going Places with Manny, and I'm Manny Sosh. Tips. Who to tip? How much to tip? If you want to be a savvy traveler, check on local tipping customs beforehand. In some countries, Communist China, for instance, tipping is widely considered a demeaning capitalist custom. On the other hand, controlled market economy has been judged compatible with communism. So, official tour guides, among others, happily accept tips. Among those usually not tipped are airline stewards and stewardesses, theater ushers, hotel concierges, elevator operators, Turkish and Egyptian cab drivers, American buffet and fast food employees, and English and Irish pub bartenders, though they will accept a drink. There's also pre-tipping. Find out if your tour package, restaurant bill, or bar bill includes tips. If they do, you don't have to tip unless you want to. If you do, small extra tips are usually okay. In hotels where tips are not included, tip the doorman and the bellhop about $1 for each bag they handle. Tip the doorman $1 for getting you a cab. Tip your chambermaid $1 to $2 a day. Tips for room service are usually 15 to 20%. In luxury hotels, tips are higher. Most cruise lines make tipping easy. Toward the end of a cruise, they issue tipping suggestions. These you can revise up or down. Unless I have reason not to, I usually overtip waiters and cabin stewards whose base pay on most cruise lines is only about $100 a month. For extra service, tip extra. But if service is bad, don't tip. If the service is bad and the bill includes the tip, you can still legally contest the tip. That sends a strong message. Tips are for real service, not lip service. Remember Mark Twain said that travel is fatal to prejudice, bigotry, and narrow-mindedness. This is Manny Sosh wishing you happy traveling.
We're back, you wild and crazy cats and chicks. Yeah, I'm Lise Avery, and we're getting rowdy together here on Anything Goes. And as we always do here on Anything Goes, we're going to spend the last portion kicking up our heels with a jump boogie set. Are you ready? Okay, you ready? Okay, so meanwhile, back to the famous Benny Goodman concert at Carnegie Hall on that cold January Sunday in 1938. Yeah. It was cold outside, but inside, it was hot. I'm Lise Avery. Benny Goodman and his orchestra with Swing Time in the Rockies and Shine from that 1938 Carnegie Hall concert. Good stuff, yeah. Speaking of good stuff, we've got more of it just on the other side of these words, so don't you go anywhere. I'm Lise Avery, and you're in the middle of the Jump Boogie set here on Anything Goes. How you doing? Do you often find yourself wearing two-toned shoes with every outfit? Constantly questioning why the rest of the world doesn't wear a fedora or decorate their homes with old neon clocks and 50s dinette sets? Do you often break into giddy convulsions and randomly rock step when Chattanooga Choo Choo is played? I know where you can find help. Atomic Magazine, the essential guide to retro culture. With Atomic's quarterly self-help program, you'll have access to the latest in retro goodness for only $16. Atomic Magazine has stories about your favorite retro personalities and topics that only people like you can truly appreciate. They cover retro music, new and old, retro cocktails, furniture, classic movies and fashions from the Depression to the Camelot years. At Atomic, they understand what it's like to be different. To subscribe to 4 issues a year of Atomic Magazine for only $16, log on to AtomicMag.com. That's AtomicMag.com. Because being a part of retro culture is not an addiction. Okay, so it is an addiction. Howdy-do, Hepcats. Let's not have one more moment of delay before we get back to the Jump Boogie set. Once we work up a sweat, we should keep it going. You're tuned in to Anything Goes on this hip station. I'm Lise Avery, and I like to keep a knocking at your door.
Hey, baby, what's the bet that I won't forget? I'm standing knocking at your door.
Yeah, you're such a cat. You're always talking back. What you doing sniffing round my door?
My suit is fresh, shoes are shiny. Loads of money, I'm looking fine.
You're gambling booze, you're causing a squeeze. I'm your baby, so get out of my face.
Hey, 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 come on out. Don't you leave me knocking at your door.
The new Morty Show, knocking at your door. And they're here, knocking at the door of the studio, because my time is up. I'd better let them in before they go get a crowbar or something else nasty. Meet me right back here next week for more of these hijinks. And if you'd like to know where you can find more Anything Goes between now and then, log on to my website at leaseavery.com to get the scoop. And don't forget to drop me a line while you're there, because that means a whole lot to me. Anything Goes is written and produced by me, Lise Avery. My engineer is Barry Sheffield of Sheffield Studios in Mahwah, New Jersey. Till we meet next, good to yourselves, each other, and the Earth. I'm Lise Avery. It's been a pleasure and a privilege. Tony, come on in.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows, anything goes. Good authors too, who once knew better words, now only use for leather words, writing prose. Anything goes. Mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most guys today that woman prize today are just silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that you're bound to answer when I propose.